Jack and News, trending now, trending now.
We start the week with a yellow level 2 warning, and that's for the severe thunderstorms over the central parts of the escarpment of Mpumalanga, as well as the extreme southeastern parts of Limpopo. Isolated showers and thunder showers can also be expected over Gauteng in the northwest, morning fog along the escarpment. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 30 degrees, Joburg and Polokwane 28, Mpumalanga 29, Emalahleni up to 26.
In 4 ways on Witkopen Road eastbound, traffic is moving slowly. That's at Monte Cassino Boulevard.
7 members of a church were killed yesterday in a bus accident on the N2 near Stanger in KwaZulu-Natal. The bus rolled down an embankment. It's suspected that one of the tyres burst, leading to the driver losing control. It comes while provinces are finalising their road safety plans for next month's Easter long weekend. And the United States has ordered all non-emergency staff in South Sudan to leave as rising tensions provoke international concern. On Friday, a UN helicopter came under attack during a rescue mission, which killed a crew member. South Sudan is the world's youngest country and ended its 5-year civil war in 2018 with a power-sharing agreement between bitter rivals. And with that, looking at our business news. The city of Cape Town is hosting the first ever Nomad Week, which will bring together digital nomads and industry leaders from around the world and who live a digital nomad lifestyle, working from where they live. With this conference that takes place till Friday, Cape Town wants to position itself as Africa's top destination for remote workers. But a group of locals want to protest, blaming remote workers earning foreign currency of driving up rent along the Atlantic seaboard and in the Cape Town city centre. And Beijing's tariffs on certain U.S. agricultural goods came into force this morning in retaliation for President Donald Trump's latest hike on Chinese imports. It was a mixed morning for Asian markets. Also, after data showed Chinese consumer prices slipped back into deflation, stoked fresh concerns over the world's number 2 economy. And the refusal by Trump to rule out a U.S. recession this year further rattled confidence among traders. A dollar this morning at 18.34 rand, a euro 19.87 rand, pound 23.68 rand. Gold at $2,909.33 per fine ounce. Oil still below the $70 mark at $69.95 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, let's start with the cricket, Rohit. Sharma scored 76 as India beat New Zealand by 4 wickets to win a record 3rd Champions Trophy title yesterday, chasing 252 for victory. India sealed victory with 6 balls to spare in the final in Dubai. Arsenal's hopes of winning the Premier League title suffered a fresh blow as Manchester United held the Gunners to a 1-1 draw. That was yesterday. In the other 2 matches, Chelsea returned to the top 4 after squeezing past Leicester City 1-0, and Bournemouth left kicking themselves after they squandered a 2-goal lead to draw 2-2 at Tottenham in their league match. Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates have been kept apart in the draw for the semi-final of the Nedbank Cup. Amakhosi will take on either Mamelodi Sundowns or Sekhukhune United, while title holders Orlando Pirates have been drawn against Marumo Gallants. Gallants yesterday beat Durban City 4-1 on penalties. On Saturday, Chiefs had overcome Stellenbosch 3-1, and Pirates had beaten SuperSport United also on penalties. A number of people were asking why the quarterfinal clash between Sundowns and Sekhukhune was postponed. Well, it appears Lucas Moripe Stadium was scheduled to host a FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup qualifier between South Africa and Nigeria at the same venue at the same time. And England are best placed to take advantage of any final round slip-up in the Six Nations by the leaders France after the English moved up to second on the table with a 47-24 victory that was over Italy at Twickenham yesterday. I'm Paul Lentinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jacaranda FM plays more.